And something quite remarkable, I reckon, is going to take place in Sea Lake on that day. To tell us all about it, Liz Cooper has joined me, a resident of the town. G'day, Liz.
Hello, how are you, Deb? Thank you for this opportunity.
Not at all. I'm very keen to hear what's planned for Sea Lake on Valentine's Day. Can you give us an overview?
Yes, most certainly. I had actually set about making the town aware that there's going to be markets in the town each month, right through till Christmas and then beyond that. But unlike most markets, I wanted to have a theme. And obviously Valentine's Day, oh shucks, that would be perfect for a reaffirmation service. And couples would be retaking or reaffirming their vows, but in bulk, you know, a lot of people doing it at once. So I enlisted the aid of our minister in the town, which is Kevin Barton. And, you know, slowly it's just gathered momentum and we've become quite keen to do it. We've got Father John Monaghan on hand and Reverend Kevin Beadle, possibly from up in Oyen.
Wow, so it's going to be a combined church reaffirmation of vows.
Yes, but I'll make it quite an event. You know, there'll be paper lanterns with votive, not real candles, but votive candles flickering inside. And we'll have possibly Patril Bell's cannon sort of setting off the proceedings. Followed by St Mary's Primary School in the town, they have a fabulous little choir. So they will sing possibly, I've sort of got in mind because I've heard it done, and that's Count on Me, which is a fabulous song. And then I have actually sent the word out to some artists such as Hugh MacDonald, who's sort of from Red Gum.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd call on anyone who can possibly help us musically to sort of come forward. I've certainly got all the equipment and I'm planning also a pretty good sort of laser light show.
Wow, this sounds very romantic.
Yes, well, it will probably be seen from space if I can sort of get everyone holding a candle. So, and, you know, the stall holders at the market should get a real buzz out of that. You know, they'll come back each month because they will. There'll be each month on planning sort of an event.
Mm-hmm. And you've put out, as well as inviting couples of all ages, but you have made a specific invitation to one particular group.
Yes. Well, the same-sex couples who were, you know, wishing to tie the knot, and it did look as though it was going ahead in Canberra, but unfortunately it was then overruled. Well, I would sort of call on them because they can publicly affirm their love for their partner. And all participants will be making a public affirmation of their love because I will call them up and they can say their names and, you know, get the blessing.
Can you give us an insight into how a Mallee town like Sea Lake views gay marriage?
Well, I think they're very accepting all over the countryside. I mean, gay couples as heterosexual couples are all couples. They're people. You know, people shouldn't put their thoughts onto others. You know, if they have a belief, and I'm talking about the politicians, what right have they got to install their beliefs onto other people? You know, it should be a personal thing in this day and age.
And Liz Cooper, who's organising a twilight market at Sea Lake on Friday the 14th of February, and also a mass reaffirmation of vows for couples of all ages, and including gay couples, is the voice you're hearing at the moment. Liz, how are you reading the political will, though, for gay marriage, particularly given the coverage yesterday of Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi's comments in his new book, The Conservative Revolution?
Well, it's difficult to say, but certainly I know the clergy are sort of accepting of all sorts of people. So, you know, they really should get with the times.
So you think it's coming from the grassroots?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. Do you just want to shout out the details again to make sure everyone's pops it in the diary and gets along to Sea Lake?
Oh, absolutely. Twilight Market, and due to the Mallee heat, we will hold it from 5 till 9pm on Friday, 14th of February, on the Recreation Reserve, which is in the main street called a highway, or Horace Street, they call that.
Beautifully done.
So, yes, yes.
Liz, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure, Deb, and thanks to all the listeners. Hopefully you will all come along to the market or to come and watch this reaffirmation service. Well, it should be fun.
I'll say, Sea Lake will never be the same.
They won't. They don't know what's hit them, actually.
Fantastic. Liz, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Deb. Bye now.
Bye.